Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Fame? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 East-West Shrine Bowl, and we're here with the Missouri S&T standout, Tershawn Wharton. I'm curious, I mean, how's a guy from Missouri,
S&T,
get down here to the Shrine Bowl?
I mean, you know, me just played football for a minute, so the thing is always the love of the game, and when I play with passion. So when you watch my film, you see somebody who explosive off the ball, got speed at a position that usually people lack speed, and I got strength too, so I think that's how I got down here. And then being an underdog at a school like that, and a lot of scouts draw attention to me, I got to come show them that I can do it at the high level.
And you got a thick frame. I mean, your leg is probably as wide as my stomach. But he's not a big, I mean, he's a big guy, but he's just a put-together guy. Lower body strength, you just get underneath guys and just drive them off the ball?
Of course, get underneath them. Then when it comes to pass rush, I get them off balance and use my strength when they are balanced to get bombed, of course. Just keeping up in there, you know, being able to fight with the double teams, having a lower body strength. So
doing
that's
your thing.
What I'm doing.
Now I'm curious, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you play way back then? And were you just a bigger kid, or were you just doing other positions? When did you grow into this frame?
Okay,
what were you doing way back when?
When I was 5, I started playing football.
Okay.
We got a JFL league in St. Louis, so same thing as Pop Warner. Then growing into, I was a big kid, but I mean, I wasn't too big, you know, just... When I really grew into this was college.
Okay.
You know, I came out of high school 195.
What are you now?
280.
Jeez. What were you playing in high school? Linebacker?
I played DN still.
Oh, really?
I played a 4-3. I was outside edge all the time. Under that 5-tech. And once it came to pass rush, I moved out a little bit more into that 9.
Okay. How did you kind of get, I guess, overlooked?
I mean, when you play that position at 195, I'm short to be in my position. That's what I look at it as, and I mean, that's how I felt like what happened.
So a lot of time in the weight room?
Yes, sir. I mean, once you go to college, you know, it's not forced upon you, but you got workout time. So once I start working out in college and start seeing how I look, you know, I fell in love with it, and then also it helping me on the football field. And then it was kind of like a natural thing, like being able to squat and being able to bench, like those things I fell in love with. So it just became me after a while.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Tershawn Wharton here from Missouri S&T, kind enough to take some time. Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, all opportunities to download and listen to this show at your leisure. You're down here because these scouts want to see more of you. What do you think they love about you when they watch the tape? What are those hallmark qualities?
I think that the fact that I never give up on plays. You know, once the play down the field, I don't feel like the play is over. I'm always pursuing to the ball, and then as well as I dominated at my level. So D2 football was, you know, I just took over it.
Yeah.
You know, anytime I had an opponent in front of me, I was going to make sure that they knew where I was coming from. So I feel like that's what they want to see down here, and I'm going to keep bringing the same energy.
Awesome. You know? And this is, I'm telling you, when you come down here, and any kid that really has a good week here, the Shrine Game, the Senior Bowl, it just seems like you guys just ride that success wave. So hopefully you can continue those arrows in the right direction.
Yes, sir.
What goes unnoticed? I mean, maybe the system you ran, you couldn't showcase certain skills. Is there anything that you can do that you just maybe, you know, I mean, I know you're not going to drop in coverage and cover a wide out, but maybe you could do a little tight end or maybe a fullback coming and running.
I think my athleticism, I think I could play linebacker for sure. You know, with a little coverage work, like just drops. Like you said, not hopping on top of a slot and manning up, but like getting to my zone. I think I could play outside at DN still with my size, even though I'm undersized to be out there. And then I believe that fullback, I think I could play that. I think I know how to run, you know.
Wow.
So I think those positions I could play as well as D tackle.
Now you come across as a quiet kid. Is that fair enough? But a humble kid, like a nice kid. When does nice Tershawn Wharton kind of flip the switch and become that guy on Saturday that everyone's scared of?
I mean, like you said, I'm humble. You know, humble beginnings lead to happy endings. So I always remain humble, and when it's game time, it's go time. So, you know, my preparation on game day, that's when the switch get flipped, and I cut it on because it's time to go impress people and make my money. So that's when it gets switched. But yeah, throughout the day, I'm a humble person, you know, just happy all the time.
Definitely, man. That's how you gotta be, man. You wake up every day. I mean, every day you wake up, you win. I mean, well, why not be a winner? I guess. Yeah. What's your favorite way to get to the quarterback? You got a signature move or anything?
I got a lot of moves.
Yeah, you're like a dunk artist, huh? You're like the Dominique Wilkins of.
My favorite move first is speed.
Okay.
You know, I get off the ball fast. So that would be what I like to do first. And then that set up the game for me to have the best of all worlds. Yeah, so that's what I like to do first.
I love that answer just because speed, your face, like speed is what you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got that, you can kind of make everything work. But when you can rely on the speed because it's there, I think that just makes just a benefit to everything else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's awesome stuff, man. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, you can kind of take us into that Missouri S&T locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
In the locker room, we got somebody who called Jay Boogie. You know, it's just kind of he our safety.
Okay.
He just kind of got some swag to himself on the field. You know, he gonna get everybody going.
Okay.
And he real smart on the field, so we just gave him the name Boogie. You know, he gonna boogie on the field. So I say him.
Now you're a big man. I assume the guys that played along the line with you were big guys. Defense, offensive line guys were the big guys on the field. Your defensive unit, the defensive front. You, maybe some of them defensive tackles. Who's the biggest eater on the D line? What's the most impressive meal you've seen? Maybe yourself or one of those guys do.
I'm gonna say I'm the biggest eater.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we sat down at a food place where they make the food in front of you. And we kind of had a competition to see who was going to eat the most plates. Me and my friend Preckle, we went at it. We both ended up eating 12 eggs, but I ate the most food, yeah.
Wow. How'd you feel after?
Good.
Oh, that's great. You said he felt good. Oh, I love it, man. And this is the final one for you. I think you guys like this question more than most. Some guys give this the most thought. You know, I could ask you what the scouts need to know about you. What do you do the best? Guys just give it. But this particular question, guys, they're like, this is an important one. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Yeah, this is a, and, I'm going to say Zendaya.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
Miles Dorn from UNC just said Zendaya.
Yeah, you know,
she's right. She's a riser. Like it's always been Beyonce, Rihanna. Rihanna's kind of taken over now. But
yeah, she's taking over.
Zendaya's like
she's coming up.
She's coming up.
So that's what I take out for a bite to eat. You know, she's pretty, tall, nice hair.
Awesome, man. Dude, I am so glad that you took some time with us. I know you're busy down here. And again, getting to know a face to a name, and that way our audience, you know, we get so accustomed to seeing all the big name schools. But, you know, the Missouri S&T kid making his way down here at the Shrine Game is awesome.
I appreciate your time.
That's some stuff. Once again, that is Tershawn Wharton here from Missouri S&T joining us here on the C2P.